The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Your car isn't just built to get you from place to place. It is also designed to sing to you.
Do you think most people who drive a Lincoln have any sense of how much time you've spent on the noises the car makes?
You know, I don't think so.
More after this. Listen carefully. What does it sound like to you? A click? May sound like a click. Actually, it is a click, but it's a click that has been carefully tuned by a specialist known as a vehicle harmony engineer. CBS's Chris Van Cleef got an audio tour of a Lincoln with Ford Motor Company harmony engineer Sean DeGennaro.
Should we do a medley, da-da-da, or should it be a monotone, like just a single ding?
A decade ago, cars only needed a handful of noises, like a turn signal. But as vehicles get smarter, the beeps, ticks, and tocks number in the dozens and include new warnings.
With forward collision warning, we had to add a lot of harsh frequencies in there and knocking sounds.
And the idea is, we need your attention now.
We need your attention immediately.
And Ford isn't the only car maker in the business of vehicular auto-tuning. Infiniti tunes its door slam.
This thunk. This conveys a sense that the body has a rigidity.
And GMC can take up to a year to perfect a warning chime.
A year is a long time on a ding.
It is. It is. But it's going to be there forever. We want to make sure that it's a positive experience and that you're not walking away going, oh, I could never buy a Lincoln product again because they screwed up that chime and it was so irritating.
And you can bet the last thing Ford wants to do.
I've been driving a Lincoln since long before anybody paid me to drive one.
Is irritate Matthew McConaughey. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.